Coming to you from Skynet Studios in Burbank, California, it's the Third Space. Kevin Weir, come on down. Jeremy Verkley, come on down. Let's go.
Jeremy.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
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 Hi, hi.
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 It's a beautiful
smoky
day. It's
still
smoky. You know what? It was actually good a while ago, and then the smoke came back as we're recording. Everyone who's listening to these episodes are going to be like, oh, they're only ever talking about the smoke. That's because it always appears on the days we record.
The smoke was so ubiquitous that last night I saw a blood red moon almost.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a...
Yeah.
Yeah. We
after watching The Dark Tower.
How was The Dark Tower?
You know what? The Dark Tower, you can tell that it is a adaptation because you can tell there's a bunch of cool world stuff going on.
Yeah.
But they don't have any time to stop and do the world building, really.
Well, so The Dark Tower is weird. Everyone, I'm going to spoil The Dark Tower books. So... if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead about...
I might read them, so don't spoil it.
Oh, you don't want to... You haven't read the
books. I haven't read the books.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should read the books then.
Yeah.
Makes the movie really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, the big confrontation is like pure gun fantasy.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I was saying when I watched the trailer for it, that I'm just excited to see how many ways Idris Elba can reload a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That's
because
it turns out a lot of different ways.
Because the one where he drops the bullets in, then when he rolls it along his thing, waist. And then when he just throws the bullets in the air and catches them in the...
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
That's pretty cool, Idris Elba.
Just half an hour of Idris Elba reloading a gun in weird ways.
They do a really good job of editing to make it look awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's all you need.
Yeah.
Dark Tower series has always been a weird series because this seems very... you think of what Stephen King is known for.
Yeah.
And Dark Tower is like epic fantasy.
Well, it's epic dark fantasy.
Yeah,
from what I understand. Like, I haven't read it, but...
It's very, very much like a it feels very... I don't... Not Tolkien, trying to make a reference that like that a broad audience will understand, but it's very fantasy.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
which is separate from his other stuff, which is usually kind of more like undertones.
Yeah,
I mean even It, which is like demon clown.
Yeah,
kills people. Like,
well, isn't Dark Tower supposed to be this like thing that connects all his universes?
It does.
Yeah,
it connects every universe, Jeremy,
every universe.
Even ours.
Oh no!
Oh no! They're all together.
One big happy family, unless you're from the outside.
In which case, we don't like you. Jeremy, do you want to talk about a topic that's not the Dark Tower?
Sure. It's got nothing to do with our topic, in fact.
It never does.
Well, actually, it kind of does.
I guess.
Sort of.
In a way.
Yeah. I mean, Idris Elba is definitely cheating.
So, this is a topic that was one of the first things that we came up with for the Third Space, but I was like, it's something that everyone has talked about. But you know what? We haven't talked about it.
We haven't talked about it, Kevin.
And that is the concept of cheat codes in real life.
That's right. But I think we're going to separate this into different sorts of cheat codes.
All right.
Because... I think they're just so broad. You
yeah.
have the like very classic cheat codes that were just
yeah.
like, no, you have infinite health or you're God mode.
Well, I don't think we're going to have the ones where you can skip to a certain level.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird if you're like, oh man, look at this baby. Now I'm going to skip this baby up to being 19.
What about like there's a patch for Dragon Age Origins that you can download? It's a fan patch. It just
yeah.
skips the whole fade portion of the game. You get to the Mage Tower and, like, you fall asleep and then the next scene is your character's awake again.
Just so you don't have to deal with the fade.
Yeah, so you don't have to deal with
that. That part did suck.
Well, here's the thing. The first time you play through it,
yeah.
it's interesting.
Yeah.
But every other time after that, you're like, oh, God, I have to do this 45-minute thing.
No, because that's a patch.
Okay.
That is and patches is something else that we will have to talk about. But it is not.
It's not a cheat code.
It's not a cheat code.
It's not a cheat code.
Because someone has to change the code of the game.
Yeah, that's
true. The cheat code is built in. It's not an outside.
It's up, down, left, right, left, right.
Yeah, it is in the game.
Yeah.
Just as these cheat codes are in the world,
yeah.
You just have to figure out how to activate them, which means that people don't have inherent knowledge.
This is true.
Of how to activate these codes.
Secret.
It is secret. Sometimes it's like you got to jump and then crouch. Then jump and then crouch.
Do, like the.
Step to the left, step to the right.
Up, down,
left, I don't know what right. A and B are, but...
Punch, punch, I don't know.
Touch your left shoulder, touch your right shoulder.
Squeeze your butt cheek.
Squeeze your butt cheek.
Squeeze your boobie.
That's start.
Start.
Press start. Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Horrible. Kevin, where do you think we should start? Because this is actually a pretty broad topic.
It is a very broad topic.
Yeah.
Let's start with... activating a cheat code.
Okay.
Before we go into what they do, let's go from how do you activate them.
Well, it clearly has to be a physical thing you do with your body.
Yeah, well, there are the cheat codes that are entered in like that.
Yeah.
There are cheat codes that are, like, typed into a specific part of, like,
oh, that's right.
The game.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, Enter the Matrix. And Enter the Matrix, to do cheat codes, you gotta do this whole, like, hacking sub-game what do you call it? The menu when you go through. But other ones is just like there's a menu that says cheat codes.
Yeah.
So I think there's also.
Or you put it in like the chat box.
Yeah. Or in a Banjo-Kazooie, you have to go to a certain area of the game.
Yeah.
And you can enter codes there.
Yeah.
So there are ones that are
okay,
a little bit more.
Okay, so let's put this into three easy to understand categories.
Okay.
There's the ones you do with your own body.
Yes.
The ones you got to go to a specific location for.
Yeah.
And the ones that you can access anywhere, but you have to go through some sort of trial.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sure. That one.
I think that covers all of them.
Oh, you know, I think that's fine. Yeah. Because the thing is, you can't have a chat box one because, Jeremy, the world doesn't have chat boxes.
Well, it does. Instant messengers.
Do those count? But those are in... in-game, in-world chat boxes.
But we have instant messengers, right? Like, think about if your life had a HUD, Kevin.
Yeah.
Probably you would have one thing that was like all the text/instant messages that you got from people.
Okay. Well, but that means before that would happen, you wouldn't have them?
Yeah. No, that's a new thing. Back in the ancient past, there were no.
So like, you know, they invent text messaging.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know, you're fooling around, and then somehow you like you type in.
No. It's a Freakazoid type situation.
Oh?
Your cat walks across the keyboard and then presses enter and you become a Freakazoid because it's a cheat code.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. The cat comes in and just types
that's
in.
That's how somebody discovers that, oh, there are cheat codes for this.
By a cat just being.
Yeah.
It's like a 100 monkeys at 100 typewriters.
So I think one in this world. I think the first question we really have to answer, Kevin,
yeah.
is do people know cheat codes exist?
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody does?
I mean, I think it's something you learn at a certain point.
Okay.
Like once you...
They don't know what the cheat codes are.
Like humanity did not start out knowing cheat codes existed.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone discovered that if they touched themselves a certain way, they could no-clip.
They could clip through walls.
Ah!
How do I stop this?
I can't touch this tree. And then they starve to death.
Yeah.
Because they're no clipping through their food.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm falling through the floor forever.
No clip never went pretty through the floor. The floor is different from
I know.
I
know.
Unless if you also put in flight mode, then you flight can fly mode. Down.
Yeah.
Just someone in like a T pose, just flying around. Ah, I don't want this. Okay, so. So people didn't start out with the innate knowledge that cheat codes exist. But when they discover them, they start to figure out, like, oh, there are these, like...
Why did this happen?
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't think it's something we figured out till later on when there was, like, more propagation of, like, knowledge.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah, back in even, like, the Victorian times, like, people might not know that, like... They probably know that cheat codes exist because they've seen someone do very basic ones.
Yeah.
Like big head mode.
Yeah, big head mode.
I think big head mode has to be a perception thing.
I think. I think it makes their head big.
Just in an area?
Yeah.
And then someone has to turn it off?
Yeah. I think it makes their head big. I think it's a prank. Like, it's like a prank cheat code you do to people. You'd be like, hey, I learned a cheat code online, and it's super sweet. You want to see it?
But the
first thing you have to do, and then you walk them through it, and they finish it, and they have a big head, and you laugh at them.
But the thing is that how big head mode usually works is that everybody gets a big head.
Oh, that's true.
So it's just like in your level or your area, essentially, Everyone gets a big head.
Now, that's also a pretty good prank.
Now, see, the thing I think about the codes that are entered through, like, movement.
Yeah.
The one thing I always remember about them is when you enter a code through movement, usually it shuts off after a while.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a day, like when someone goes to, like, after a day, upon the rising of the sun, the cheat codes just, like...
Reset?
Shut off, go back to neutral.
Yeah, okay.
Because there are ones that are, like, once you unlock the cheat code, you have to toggle them.
Yeah.
But usually that's a trial-based one.
That is usually a
trial. So if you go through a trial, you gain the ability to toggle on and off cheat codes.
It's true.
But you have to go through a trial for it.
You do, and the trial has to be faced alone. As all trials are.
As all they're just caves throughout the world.
Trial caves.
With, like, dragons in them that you must...
I mean, some of them just have computers that you have to figure out a hacking minigame. But
you go into a cave. There's torches on the wall. There's skeletons on the ground. And before you is an old, like, Windows 98 computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now figure this out. Oh, man.
Oh, man. This is so archaic.
But I want to have that new skin. I don't know if that's a cheat code, but it is a thing you can unlock in, like, other games.
Yeah, I don't think that's a cheat code. I think that's just buying new clothes, Kevin.
Or it's buying new skin. Oh man, awesome. I'm James Bond.
Everybody's just walking around with, like, James Bond. This isn't cool anymore.
Except you're a low-pixel James Bond.
Yeah, great. Perfect.
Your face is flat with just a JPEG on it.
Okay, so I think that the movement ones, they're fairly hard to contain.
Probably, yeah.
Because you can't stop people from doing them.
Unless if you, like, bind them.
No, you can't bind the cheat code.
No. Bind them, like...
The people? You tie up everybody in the world?
No. I'm saying that if you want to stop one person from doing a cheat code...
Yeah, you can do it.
You can tie them up.
You tie them up. But I'm saying, like, in terms of the information of that cheat code...
Oh, no, it's going to get out there.
Yeah, it's going to get out there eventually.
Yeah.
There are some pretty dangerous ones.
Yeah?
From back in the day. There's the one where it's like you punch somebody and they're dead.
Yeah, there is, like, the super punch ones.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a rocket punch.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for those.
Watch out for the rocket puncher. If somebody starts, like, doing some movements like they're doing a cheat code right before a fight, probably don't fight them.
Or do your own cheat code faster.
Yeah. Oh, God. Up, down, left, right, left.
I gotta do it. I gotta do it. I'll fight him.
Are you practicing DDR? No, man. No, I'm not.
Man, DDR is now, like, some sort of, like, wizard tablet to test you into, like, getting codes out faster.
Yeah, it's a martial arts training program.
Essentially, yeah. It's exactly what it is for your death punch.
For your rocket punch.
One-hit melee.
Okay, so I think those are out there. But the other thing about those is it's always easy to tell when somebody's doing one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So you can always, if somebody starts doing that, you can always be like, bye, I'm gone. Just hope they're not putting in, like, a super speed cheat.
Yeah. I don't know if they're... I mean, the thing with a lot of those cheat
Here's
codes...
the really funny thing. Go ahead. Yeah.
The thing with a lot of those cheat codes is that they affect the entire game.
Yeah.
Which I don't think this one means the entire world. I think it means a certain area.
Yeah.
Which means that if you put in, like, one hit, like, punch kill as one of those ones, everybody has a one hit punch kill.
I guess that's true. There are no NPCs in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta
You gotta keep that in mind.
You gotta keep that in mind that you're giving it
Although
to everybody.
Although there are some in old games that spawn items.
But those
so
are type,
you could spawn
are those
some
typing ones.
No. Because there's I think there's a sequence in the Castlevania games.
Yeah.
Where you could do a sequence and, like, some sweet wall meat would appear.
some sweet wall meat. So if you're ever hungry. You can do that sequence. There's some sweet wall meat.
I mean, it heals the Belmonts.
Yeah, but you're not a Belmont, Jeremy.
That's true. I'm not.
As much as you want to be and tell people you are, you're not a Belmont.
Oh, sorry. I guess I need to really focus down on my chain whip training.
You watch the Castlevania Netflix series?
Yeah, it's really well animated.
Yeah, it also, like, that's a long whip.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a very long whip.
That whip is like 20 meters long.
Yep.
And it just...
And he is good with it.
He is very good with that whip.
He's good with that extra long whip. He's
good with that.
You got to work on your whip training.
It's not even like it's not even like a whip. It's like just a living snake that he just wraps around people.
Yeah. And it's holy. Remember, it's a holy whip.
It is holy. Also,
that whip that is completely solid is very holy.
I also feel like at some point he like wields a sword with his whip.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he has a whip, and on the end of the whip is a sword.
It's fun action, Kevin. It's fun animated action.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying I love it. I think I love the fact that he has a whip that he puts a sword on the end of and goes, "Wah-ha!"
Yeah, why not? That isn't that everybody's whip fantasy? Wait, isn't that everybody's action whip fantasy?
Good clarification.
Yeah, I will acknowledge that there are some sexy whip fetishes.
I like
out
at
there.
The beginning. We're going back to cheat codes because this is about Castlevania. But I like how at the beginning he like they're at a bar and he's like, some people are like, you know, getting angry at him. He's like, "Look, I have a sword and a whip. Do you want to fight me?" And I'm going to be honest. If someone was like, "I have a sword and a whip," I'd be like, "Well, I mean, I get a whip. Why do you have a whip?
It's
too?
Holy. It's a holy whip."
Why not a holy sword? No, just the whip.
No, just the whip.
Just the whip.
Sword's made of silver.
No, the sword is just a sword.
Shut up. It's fucking fancy.
And this is my whip. Whatcha? It's not the sound I mean with my mouth. It's the sound the whip makes.
Whatcha?
Whatcha?
I guess there are cheat codes that change sound effects.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So you're there and you're like stirring something in a pot and all you hear is whoop-o, whoop-o. You're like, why?
If somebody's walking and all you hear is squish, 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 squish.
Every time someone claps your hand, all you hear is Baloo, Baloo. Oh, man, I don't like any of this at all.
Who did that cheat code?
Who found this cheat code?
Who did it?
Who did it?
Who did it? Who done it?
Now, clearly, as time goes on, like, people are going to have to try to hide these codes, like, yeah, especially like people in power or just people who don't want people to do this stuff anymore.
Well, I think this is a world where there is actually needs to be an international secret service of some sort.
Yes.
And like, it can't just be one country. Yeah. It needs to be international. What are we going to call this society, Kevin? Because it's probably going to come up over and over in our conversation.
All right. So they fight cheat codes. No. They have to stop.
They're about the control against the proliferation of cheat codes.
So it can't just be and it's just the CCC.
No.
What if they're fun and they replace those C's with K's? Oh no.
Nope.
In this world, the KKK is something different.
No, it's not.
It's still also the KKK.
It's all still the KKK.
Okay, so they are...
Okay, they're...
The center... No, I can't... I gotta get away from that. The...
International...
International...
Group...
Group...
Against...
Against...
The proliferation...
Yeah.
Of cheats.
So...
Igapik. Or, as we like to call them, the Illuminati.
Okay, the Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
So the Illuminati are a well-known group.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, to contain secrets of cheat codes, of the most dangerous cheat codes. Yeah. I want to be very clear.
They don't care about big head mode.
Yeah, I want to be very clear to people who are listening also. There's a difference between cheat codes and console commands.
Yes.
Because you can't just go in and type in...
There's no console to the
slash kill all.
No.
Because that's not a cheat code. That's a console command. You're telling the console to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not what this is about. This is about things that are built in...
Yep.
To the thing that are cheats. So there is God mode, though.
There is God mode, and that's why the Illuminati have a secret underground prison in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Where they put all the people who have God mode on.
Well, no, but God mode ends when the new day begins.
Right, but they know the code.
They can just reactivate it.
So they have to stay there.
Just a bunch of immortal people.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and when centuries pass after the apocalypse, they will rise from the earth as the mole people.
As long as they keep that God mode on every single day.
Yep.
I mean, here's the interesting thing. So if the God mode is, like, no death, like, you can't die.
Yeah.
Presumably, it also, like, stalls the degradation of your cells, which means you don't age.
Yeah.
However, every time the sun rises, it stops, which means there are moments where you're aging.
Yes.
So it means that, like, you're just not aging while God mode is on.
Yes.
It also means you're not technically immortal.
No.
Because if you, I don't know, sleep, you know, like humans do, because there ain't no sleep code.
There's no sleep code.
There is none of that, because there's nothing that relates to the functions of a human.
Yeah.
Very clearly. There is no, I don't need to eat code. Nope. There's no sleep code.
This is just for the manual input ones. We'll get into the other ones later.
Yeah. But you can summon food, but it's specifically wall meat.
It's wall meat.
That's the only food you can summon.
Got a sweet mutton leg.
That sort
from
of
this wall.
God, it came out of the wall. Nice wall meat.
Yum.
Honey, come in for dinner. We're having wall meat.
I'm going to get scurvy. All we ever have is wall meat.
It's all we can afford.
It's free.
Why can't we get a nice wall apple?
No, it's only meat.
Only meat.
Only meat.
Because it's only from the Castlevania game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's other games that let you summon items too. I don't know about food, but
I know a lot of ones that can do it when there's console commands.
Yeah.
But we're, once again, not console commands. Yeah. We're talking about cheat codes.
Manual input. Yes.
So these people are going to have, the Illuminati are going to have to take anyone who knows the dangerous ones, like
God mode. Rocket punch,
infinite ammo.
Because
if infinite ammo, all they need is a weapon that has firing. Like, they could just fire crossbow over and over again.
Yeah.
Even back then.
No reload time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they keep on getting these? Yes, I'm trying to think if there's any more, like, of those kind of cheat codes.
I think that's it.
I mean, unless there's weapon unlocks. I mean, there's weapon unlocks.
There are weapon unlocks.
That's not as dangerous if everyone knows about it as, like, unlimited ammo. Because you could unlock a weapon, but doesn't mean that you have, you know, all the ammo for it.
Yeah, I mean, you could unlock a rocket launcher, but that thing only comes with one rocket.
Yeah, the one that's in it.
Yeah, I mean, that's still pretty dangerous, but it's not, I'll lock you under the Pacific Ocean forever dangerous.
Yeah. And if everybody knows how to do it, it's just everybody can just summon a rocket launcher.
Yeah, in which case, you know, chaos.
But I assume just smacking their head a whole bunch.
No! So you get a concussion and you have a rocket launcher?
Yeah.
Good combo.
Good.
Good combo.
Good. Yeah, that's one of those balances that the god of this world has put in.
The thing that I think is super funny about this manual input is you get things that will happen by accident.
Yeah.
So for instance, let's talk about something recently that happened. I don't know, maybe like the stupid boxing match from Conor McDavid and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
They're going around the ring. They're doing different things. Accidentally, one of them does a cheat code.
Yeah.
Accidentally, Kevin.
And everybody gets a big head.
And everybody is made of bananas.
Everybody gets a banana texture all over them.
Banana texture all over them.
No, wait. If it's a cheat code, it's going to be they're just walking bananas.
Yeah, they're walking bananas.
Everybody's a walking banana.
Yeah. Do you have fists that can punch anymore? No, you can't.
You're just a
banana. This is an occurrence that happens every once in a while in the real world.
There's just a cheat code that's activated.
It's activated accidentally.
Well, that's why you not only have the Illuminati.
Yeah.
You have a system that's sort of meant to like help people who have been accidentally... like the code, they've accidentally been affected by a code.
Yeah.
And it's like, it works.
Well, I mean, it has a time limit, but.
No, yeah, it does have a time limit.
Yeah.
But like for the time, like you have to have some sort of like fast relief thing. That it's going to have to be like a system that's meant to like help.
Quarantine. Around.
Yeah.
Unintentional cheats.
Yeah.
Quack.
Yes. Or Skynet.
Oh, no. Quack. Quack. I came up with a real acronym, Kevin.
Yeah, fine. Fine, it's quack.
It's quack.
It's quack. So quack comes
quack,
in.
Quack, quack.
Quack comes in and like helps people who like do some sort of code that doesn't allow them to eat or something like that. Or
they're like, we'll get through this.
I think they're also there to try to figure out what happened to get the code.
Yeah.
And be like, this is the code that did it.
They're actually a branch of the Illuminati.
Yeah. they are. Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And they're not, they're,
that's a secret though.
It's a secret. and so they're supposed to figure out what, you know, caused it.
Yeah.
And then put that into the grand file of cheat codes.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, are
stored in the secret president's book.
Yes.
That only Nicolas Cage can find.
You know what the sad thing is about that movie?
What?
If
they still haven't made the next one?
Yes.
That's what the saddest thing is, Kevin.
I guess, but also,
I want more National Treasure.
But also the impression that in that world, the idea that, like, the way everything's set up there, can you imagine, like, Trump getting his hand on the president?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, they wouldn't. The Secret Service would not give him that.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? We just skip this one.
Yeah, Obama would be like,
look, this next one, just skip it.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that the previous president tells the new president, but Obama would have been like, nope.
Obama just, like, burns the book.
Yeah.
Like, no one can ever have it now.
No one can know the horrible secrets inside this book.
Especially not Trump.
Yeah.
I saw this this comic once where someone was, like, horrified, and like they woke up in the middle of the night and they're like, I just realized aliens aren't real. And they're like, why? Well, because do you think that if Area 51 actually existed, like, Donald Trump could keep his mouth shut about it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Oh.
Or once again, they're just like, not this one.
Yeah. They're like,
Look, 45 in parentheses.
Yeah.
It's just not. Let's keep him away from it.
No, President, there's only 50 areas.
There's only 50. There's all the other areas, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense. Why there'd be Area 51.
Yeah. There's only 50 areas. Oh, can I go see those? They're really out of the way. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, no.
Well, this one, it says research for explosive lasers. That sounds cool. No, you don't want to go there.
Nah. That's,
you don't want to
go there. That's just a fancy.
What about this? This is cancer gun.
No, that's just a fancy. That's the name of the person who works there.
Yeah.
And, like, it's
a covert name so that, like, if somebody sees it in an email, they're like, oh, that can't be a place. It's too ridiculous.
You know? Yeah, you know, is that whole thing.
Yeah.
This one just has a lot of buttholes.
Well,
I mean, we get to go there.
That's where we put all the assholes, Mr. President.
That's where the cheat code guys go. There are cheat codes in the world, though.
Yeah.
You will know, but we won't tell you what they are. Okay, so those are the
those are the you do with your own body.
Yes.
So the second ones are you input. Wait, what did we say the three were again?
Well, there's the do the body.
Do the
type
body.
Type it in.
No,
go to a location.
Go to a location.
And then trial. Because there's no type it in.
There's no type one. So the location ones.
Yes.
Become areas.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They become highly classified areas.
Yeah. And you go in there and then it's like, you know, a sunken pirate ship,
yeah.
You know, in the middle of Nebraska.
Yeah.
And in the middle is just like this large pad of letters.
Yep.
Which if you hop on the right letters, well, if you bum drop on the right letters.
If you butt slam those.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
Because
think about it. You have to do a front flip and land on your butt.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not the greatest.
Everyone just has like these giant like butt pads.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, time to
they're
put
off
in the
to
code.
The side.
But
either that or they put like padding over top of the thing.
Yeah. The thing is that I feel like these ones are probably the least dangerous because you might have some like weird stuff that goes on with it.
Yeah.
However, they also are time limit. They're also time limited and you have to go through something to get them.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's a location. You can secure that location.
Yes.
It's easy to keep this sort of thing under wraps.
Well, but I mean, like, even if you're someone who wanted to like use it, I think the benefit of those ones, I'm thinking I'm talking about like a video game. The benefit of those ones is that they only affect you.
Yeah.
The person who inputted the code, but they're still timed.
Yep.
Like they still
but the other
upon
thing is,
the rising of the sun.
Those are ones that also summon stuff that is permanent, right? So like you can get $1,000 or something like that, right? You could get some sweet ass armor.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot of spawning things have to do with that.
Yeah, that
type,
one where
that
they
type
just
of input.
And it depends on the location. Some locations are better with the spawning, some other locations are just like your quote-unquote character.
Which is why, Kevin, action archaeologist is a real occupation in this world.
You mean it's a real occupation in the real world?
Nope, just this one.
I'll go with halfway with you there.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, action archaeologists, people who go around
trying to find these sites.
Trying to find these ancient sites.
And then figuring out what cheat codes.
That are all themed, clearly.
They're all themed, of course they are.
They're all themed.
They're all
it doesn't really match with the area they're in, but
no,
they're themed.
They're themed. Everybody loves themes.
You're over in India and there's like an Aztec temple, but that's a sign that there's something there.
Yeah.
If you go to a place and you're like,
but here's the thing, even if you go into that area and try and find it,
yeah,
you have to still find it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually in a secret room.
Then you have to bum drop it.
And you have to bum drop it.
Yeah. You have to do a front flip and land on not your back.
Your not a, butt.
It's not a backdrop.
Your butt.
It's not a backdrop, Karen.
And also, think about how hard it is to actually land only on your butt.
Yeah.
You gotta for an actual regularly shaped human being.
You got to tuck those knees up.
Tuck those knees and wreck your tailbone.
Wreck your tailbone.
Yeah.
Now, I know, obviously, action archaeologists have a pack, and in there they have like a
butt. They have a gel pillow. Yes. They can strap to their glutes.
So when they do their butt drop,
their toned glutes,
they do the butt drop, it doesn't hurt as much.
That's right.
As much. You're still landing on your butt.
That's why you're an action archaeologist.
You train every day learning how to do those butt drops.
Yep.
Yeah, just working up.
You were doing it in a pool first.
Yeah.
So you can work on your landing technique.
Yeah, they just
graduate to crash mats.
They just do a shot by shot on my breakdown of making sure your butt lands first.
By the way, Kevin, yeah. I think if I could have any superpower, it would be the ability to summon crash mats.
That'd be a superpower.
Yeah. Just a super ability. I can summon crash mats.
Can you summon those really, really big ones for like falling off of a...
Yes, I can.
Just already full of air, I assume.
Yeah, I hope so.
So if you're falling off a building, you summon one of those things.
Foomp. I wouldn't have a bed, Kevin.
You just sleep wherever you fell.
Yeah.
On your crash mat.
On my crash mat.
Good job, crash mat man. Good job.
Ding.
Let's go to commercial.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by pickling.
It's not just for pickles anymore.
You can pickle some cabbage, get some sauerkraut.
Yeah, you can pickle yourself some corn, because why not?
That's gross.
It's not great, but you can do it.
I guess that's true. You can pickle yourself some beets.
Yeah, some beets. You can pickle yourself
banana peppers.
Some carrots.
Just carrots.
How about pickle carrots.
Pickle some.
Only carrots.
Pickle some sweet carrots.
Just get yourself some sweet baby carrots. Sweet baby carrots.
You all know it's Bill Cosby.
Pickling. This episode is brought to you by pickling. So if the locations are like pretty easy to shut down, then I don't know how much more we can...
Well, I think the thing is that while you can shut them down, it's pretty obvious that they're there.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, there's a lot of research put into doing the different combos. Because even if it is a localized timed effect,
yeah,
it could be very useful, say, during an emergency.
Yeah.
Right? Like, maybe there is one that is pirate-themed in which all guns now shoot streams of water. Right?
Yeah, that'd be a good way to keep people safe.
Well, I mean, if there's a fire...
Or also to turn every gun into...
A water gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every gun.
Every gun.
Do a fun water gun until it runs out. God.
Oh, my God. But so I think that it changes sort of the organizational...
Cities will start
infrastructure of the area it's in.
Well, it's kind of like how cities sort of get built up around military installations.
Mm-hmm.
Cities will get built up around it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because...
It would change where people settle.
Yeah, because everyone knows it's there. And yeah, there'll be people there whose their entire job is to just, like, punch in every combination. Because the thing is that, like, some codes are just straight.
Man, those people have sore butts.
Yeah. Some of those they got a shift work.
Yeah.
Because some codes are just basic codes. Like, maybe unlimited ammo is unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are funny references to something. Or they're just, like, words around it. Like,
sometimes you just speak like a pirate now.
The code is YAR.
YAR. You get those R's right.
You just butt slam the R repeatedly.
Yeah.
You're getting dizzy by just flipping every time.
Yep.
You have to flip, don't you?
You do. You have to flip.
You know, I don't think you have to. I think it's easier because by flipping, you ensure your butt hits first.
That's true.
So I think you could just jump up and like try to like drop down.
Yeah.
But I think like, that would be harder.
It would be harder. Also, it probably hurt your butt more.
Yeah.
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 For some reason, flips make it less painful.
Well, I think they would, because you kind of roll, because even though your rotating. Butt hits first, you're yeah. rolling along yeah, the butt, yeah, yeah. rather than jumping in the air and just dropping just the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you have cities cropping up around these, yeah. and that they're being used to, like, I don't know,
I think the main thing that happens with these ones is when they are on, like, a disputed area.
Yeah.
Right? Because there would be some that were underwater but accessible.
Yeah.
Right? And there would be some that are really close to a border.
Yeah.
Like, that would cause disputes because these clearly would have an influence on the power.
Well, especially when we're talking about, like, not in such a industrialized time, we're talking like way back in like, you know, more tribal times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you found one of these things.
And you figured out a code?
Yeah, like you will try your best to keep that.
Yeah, it's an advantage for you.
Yeah, but then other people can try to like you know, take over the place and like interrogate people trying to find out the codes.
Yeah.
We saw that you had so many bananas.
How did you get so many bananas?
Tell us the banana code.
We know you have a banana code. Do you see this? It's the last banana here. You'll never have another one unless you tell us the code.
Tell us the banana code. But if you tell us the code, maybe we can get you some bananas. That's good. That's good cop, bad cop.
It's N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Nananas?
Ananas?
Nananas.
Ananas.
All right. It's nananas. Butt drop that nananas. And at that time, they don't really have the padding.
No.
So they just got to flip.
Yep. They do the flips and their butts real they hurt. They got
flips and their butts and hurt.
The butts are real bad.
And their butts hurt when they do the flips.
Yep.
But they got
but there's banana. A time limit on the input. You can't ground pound and then wait a minute for your butt to feel better.
No.
You got to go right on to the next letter.
You got to do it quickly before it fades.
Yeah, you got
to. The light that goes
go
on
to that
fades.
A and then run to that N. And then run back to that A and then run back to that N.
See, I think the ones that people will enjoy is there's a few ones where the buttons stick in,
yeah.
which means it lowers down the amount of combinations there can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, we got one of the sticky ones.
Sweet.
Sweet! Time to find us how to get some bananas, because everyone is obsessed with bananas in this world, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's one of the food, like, you get a leg of mutton from the wall.
Yeah.
Or you get yourself some bananas.
Bananas.
Good potassium.
Yum, yum.
Yum. Potassium, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone does not like when I do it. I have been eschewed from many banana
okay,
clubs.
So the locations basically change infrastructure and border control.
Yes. Yeah.
As well as the city's infrastructure.
Yeah. And also what people see as valuable resources.
That's true. Yeah.
Like if there just happens to be a large concentration of these things in a certain area,
yeah.
that place is going to be like better. Like it's yeah. going to be it's going like more
It's going to be considered more valuable because that is a natural resource.
Yeah. So like even if we look at like the states, if the states only has like Area 51, like it has one, like even in the huge like landscape that is like the United States or even yeah. Canada yeah. or even that in North America, there's only like one or two. It's not yeah. great, but if you head over to Europe and there's like 15 just in, like, you know, the Eastern European area.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Eastern Europe is going to be, like, a hub of people. Because
yep.
you want to be around these cheat code locations.
Yeah, because they provide you with many benefits.
Yeah.
It's like when Vulcan put a fiber optic cable down in their town because they wanted to attract more people to live there.
Yeah. Before it blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, I guess it kind of collapsed it upon itself.
Well, I'm talking about Vulcan in Alberta, Kevin.
I'm talking about Vulcan in space.
I know you are. I'm talking about a real place. You're talking about some fiction.
But your real place is very much has inspired itself by fiction.
That's true.
Like, well, we could just be Star Trek. We could just be Star Trek.
Oh my god, we could be Star Trek.
Let's be Star Trek.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, there's a city in Alberta called Vulcan, and it's very Star Trek.
It's very, very Star Trek. It's
very, very Star Trek. Very.
And it's pretty much the whole town is.
The whole town is Star Trek.
Star Trek themed.
Yeah.
Everybody loves themes.
I mean, we also have our dinosaur town.
Yeah, but there's other things in Tyrell.
Drumheller. You called it by the name of the dinosaur museum,
yeah,
Jeremy.
I know, it's because it is the most important thing in that place.
Yeah.
It's in the Badlands, Kevin.
Drumheller is dinosaur themed. when you grow up in Drumheller, you either love dinosaurs or you move.
Yeah. Every kid's a future paleontologist, or you're sad.
All right, little Jimmy, let me ask you something. Do you like dinosaurs? No. Not really. Then get the fuck out.
Well, you are banished to the Badlands. Here's a horse and a gun with one bullet.
I'm 8. Then you better start riding now.
Well, then you should be happy because your horse can carry you further without getting tired.
What up, Jimmy? Next time, you better like yourself some stegosauri.
That's right. Or you better be real interested by the hoodoos.
Drumheller, we're essentially just like a tribe.
Yep.
Oh, Drumheller. And Vulcan. Drumheller definitely has a dinosaur themed.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the only one that matches the area it's in. It has a dinosaur themed location.
Yeah.
I could turn everyone into velociraptors.
That's awesome. Everyone's velociraptors. Wait, 5 hours.
You turn yourself, because we did
say. Oh, you're
say
right. You turn yourself into a velociraptor.
Spawn things or act on yourself.
Yeah.
So
you could spawn a velociraptor that would then eat you.
Yes. Or you could turn yourself into a velociraptor.
Yeah.
And I guess be a velociraptor for a while.
For a little bit.
Or a little bit.
4 or 5 hours.
But you, I mean, if you do in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you got a full day of velociraptor in.
Full days of velociraptor in.
And you're still human.
You could be a clever girl all day long.
Oh, what a clever girl.
What a clever girl.
What a clever girl.
Clever girl.
You figured out the velociraptor. he's always trying to take out your spirit.
Always trying to.
It's trying to.
He's always trying
to. He's got a gun and he wants to hunt you.
Yeah. He's only got one bullet, though.
But he knows you're a woman.
Yep.
But he wants that velociraptor skin. I assume.
Sure.
Sure.
We're mixing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, so we've gone through location. Yeah. Now is the big one, I think, because this is the one that's, like, huge.
Yeah.
Is the trials.
Yes.
This is the one that has this one has no time limit. It toggles.
Yeah.
Through a option menu?
No, I think it's, like, a physical thing.
You get a switch on your body. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
It's probably a mental thing, actually.
Yeah. So you can toggle it on and off.
Yeah.
And once you unlock it, you have unlocked it.
You have unlocked it. But here's the thing. You have to go through a trial.
So you have to find a location.
Well,
that has a trial.
It might be a location.
It could be an achievement.
Yeah.
Oh.
It could be.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It could be an achievement.
Kill 100 enemies. Yeah. Oh.
Ooh. A lot of soldiers get that one.
It's fine. It's fine. All it does is change your gun from a gun into a banana, because bananas are the theme this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill 100 enemies, get a banana gun, and PTSD!
Hooray!
Hooray!
But it could be an achievement.
Yeah.
It could be location-based.
Yeah, where you have to go through something that's... Well, I'm thinking, like, yeah, you're exactly right. There's usually how these cheats work. Is that you have to do something in a certain area.
Yeah.
Or just do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Collect 50 antiques. Once again, action archaeologists. They get the whole set, and now they can fly.
Whoa.
Well.
Oh my god, that's a level 4 action archaeologist. How do you know? He's flying.
Uncharted has this weird thing where they can, you can put filters on the game, sepia or thermal or things like that, which I imagine is...
You're telling me if I get one of those toggle ones, I can create my own aesthetic for the entire world?
Well, no, I think...
I could walk around in a trench coat and fedora and have everything be black and white and smoky?
I think it's your perception.
I know.
So, yes, you can. You can also give yourself thermal vision.
Yeah, I guess.
I like how you went for, oh man, I could see everything in black and white and be kind of grainy. Awesome. Or I could see the heat of other living things. That's not as cool. No one else sees the noir.
It doesn't matter. The whole point of noir is that you feel cool.
Okay, so yeah, you're feeling cool. Everyone's like, who's that freak over there? I don't know. I guess he probably just like collected 4 antiques or something. Action archaeologist. But yeah, there's some other ones are achievements like I don't know, completing a time trial.
I mean, one clearly one is climb Mount Everest.
Yeah, yeah. You get to the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
What do you think you unlock from getting to the top of Mount Everest? It never has much to do.
I think you can turn off breathing. Like, wait, you don't you don't have to breathe.
So we're saying that when you get to these trials, they actually are a thing. Oh, it's like a limited breath. Like, you hold your water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because if you can stay underwater forever,
yeah,
presumably that means you can stay above water forever.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I'm going to give you that one. Yeah. Because, like, no cheat codes ever relate to, like, oh, you don't have to poop.
No.
Hey,
guess what? Guess what? You don't have to poop. Congratulations, you finished the trial.
So hold on, Barney Rubble. No more
poop for you.
So hold on, Barney Rubble comes up.
And no more poop.
Oh, I guess you're going little Barney Rubble Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo boo.
I don't have to poop anymore.
I don't have to poop anymore. Now these picnic baskets can stay on me forever.
You know when people say, does a bear shit in the woods? I don't. I quit Dracula.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I also don't have to poop, Yogi Bear.
Nobody here has to poop.
You don't poop. You don't poop.
I can't do the voices. I went Italian on that one, Jeremy.
Hey, what are you doing? You know I can't poop.
Jeremy, whenever I try to do one thing, it shifts to something else. I did Yogi Bear and he went Dracula. I tried to do Dracula and I was Italian.
This is a fun game.
This is the worst game.
This is a fun game.
I hate it.
But here's the thing. This one, even though it can be location-based, it's harder to clamp down on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, it's a lot rarer that people go and do these trials.
Yeah.
Right? And second of all, they're difficult.
Yeah.
So even if somebody thinks that there's a trial in the area, if they can't complete it...
Yeah. In fact, it may even be like in the Illuminati's best effort to just make the trial harder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the way to go about it.
Or like, give no support at all to it. And, like, let's be clear. A lot of the ones I feel like are trial-based are not as also, like, world-endingly terrible.
No, they're really good for the person.
You get, like, the things you use have different skins. Like,
if you climb Mount Everest and you no longer have to breathe.
Yeah.
Right? Then you can go to those underground rivers in South America.
Yeah.
And explore all of them without worrying about dying of suffocation.
Yeah. Really, this is a world that is really heavily based towards explorers and archaeologists. Well, action archaeologists.
Also people that are just interested in reaching a pinnacle in something. Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, we're talking about achievements from games.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kill 100 enemies or whatever. But in the real world, you have a whole life. So it's going to be, like, a huge thing.
Do you think...
It's going to be, like, you wrote... like 7,000 pages.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not going to be something easy to do.
And now you can think quicker.
Yeah. Well, and now you can just speak and it will write for you.
Because that's a cheat code.
It's a cheat code.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think when all those people went to the moon...
Oh, yeah. That's totally an achievement.
What do you... Because it's not no breathing. No breathing is climbing Everest.
Yeah, it's moon gravity whenever you want.
Oh, great. So Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, because they're the ones I remember, went to the moon.
Yeah.
And when they came back, they're like, hold on, what's this? Ooh.
This is what it's like.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go to the moon?
I can bring the moon with me anywhere I go.
Also, it makes the ground pounds way easier on their butts.
So they send people to the moon so they'll get the moon gravity.
No, you still got to go through all that astronaut training, Kevin.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. So they train for the astronauts to go send them to the moon so that they can be the ones who butt-bam the...
I mean, yeah, but they're moving slow, so they can't do long codes.
I think did you think every time they hit the code, it restarts, though? The timer.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they just have to make sure that they're... So they butt-pound, turn on Earth gravity, go over, turn it back, flip over.
That's true. It does make them slower.
Slam down.
Gently press their posterior into the button.
But it's essentially a way to, like, subvert the internal coding of the universe.
Yeah.
But it works.
It works. Congratulations.
You gotta go to the moon to do it.
Yeah.
But you did it.
But the thing I like is that the getting these different sorts of achievements
yeah.
make getting other achievements easier. If you have moon gravity,
yeah.
it's a lot easier to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
If you have the Mount Everest one, you can explore underwater very easily.
Yeah. if you get like, oh man, you've been on the job for 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
You don't need to sleep anymore. You're like, oh no.
Oh no.
Sleeping was the only time I could ever feel peace.
I mean, you still can sleep. You just toggle that off.
You toggle it off.
Yeah.
So you can just choose when to sleep.
Yeah, choose when to sleep.
So someone's like, all right. Hey, all right, Greg. Look, I just need you to. Oh, Greg. Can you just, Greg? No, he's out. I guess you sleep for 8 hours and then
yeah,
it would suck if it was cumulative.
Yeah,
cumulative. There you go. You did it.
There
you
go.
You did it, Jeremy.
I did. Just like the accents.
It's not cumulative where you're like, oh man, I've been up for 120 days. Time to switch it off and you sleep forever.
Actually, you'd die. You would die instantly.
You just die.
You would die instantly.
You die instantly.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that.
I think when you switch it off, you need sleep.
Yeah.
So you sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, you sleep for 8 hours.
And then you wake up and you switch it back on.
Yeah, if you want to.
If you want to.
Or you can leave it off.
Or you can sleep.
Just live a normal life.
Yeah. Or you never sleep. I would love to never have to sleep.
Really? Because I kind of like sleep.
No, here's the thing. I like sleep because I need sleep.
That's true.
If I did not need sleep,
yeah,
sleeping is so inefficient.
I guess.
I could be doing stuff, Jeremy.
You could be playing video games all night.
I could be doing that. I could be working. I could be doing anything other than lying motionless in a coma.
You would probably have to eat more too, though.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah.
Because I would have time, Jeremy.
By the way, here's another achievement.
I would have time.
Here's another achievement, Kevin. You've been to 100 different countries. You now speak 100 different languages.
Oh my God, you just learned the languages?
Boom.
Boom. You just have to arrive in them. Like, so you just fly from all the airport to airport.
Yeah.
Just step in.
But here's the thing. That's an achievement that nobody even figures out for years.
Well, clearly, yeah, because that's a lot of countries to go to.
It is.
Yeah, that's a lot of countries. You got to hit all those ones in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be traveling. You got to you just have to wipe across Africa.
Yeah,
because you can't just do that in the north. In the Western Hemisphere, our countries are big.
Yeah,
yeah.
Europe is the place to go.
Europe is the place to go.
Yeah,
and they're the ones who are most likely going to get it.
It's true.
So every time
In Europe, there's not that many.
No.
There's not that many.
No, you have to go to Europe.
You have to go to more than one continent
to do it. Yeah, because how many countries are there in the world?
Oh, I don't know. 200 and something.
All right. I mean, they're changing sometimes.
Yeah.
I
mean, the thing is, a country is a construct, right?
Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Man, you're so woke.
I'm so deep today.
Just smoke a lot of weed. That gets you an achievement to just smoke more weed.
Well, I mean, if you're in Alberta, chances are at least one weed field has gone up in the flames that is BC. We're all a little high this summer. Ever notice how people are being pretty chill about some stuff? Now you know. You're just a little buzzed. A little bit high.
The entire province is just a little bit high.
I mean, yeah. Just a little bit. Why you think you got so many munchies this summer, Kevin? Why have you wanted to take a nap so often?
Welcome to the summer of 420.
Blaze it.
Smoke trees. Well, if you like that episode.
Are we ending there?
Yeah, I say we're going to end there.
Okay, I want to say one more thing.
All right.
I like the idea of a single action archaeologist who has done all these different trials and becomes like an Uberman.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like
flicks off his I need sleep, flicks on the I can fly, and goes anywhere in the world he wants to.
I can show you the world, for I am a living god. I've been everywhere. I've done everything.
But then nothing is a challenge anymore. Life has no meaning.
Though, once again,
oh my God, Kevin. Yeah. We just made One Punch Man.
He might not have learned immortality, though.
That's true.
Because that's under...
That's God mode.
And I don't think there's a trial for immortality. I don't think there's an achievement you can get that's like, and now you don't die.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not. Everybody still dies.
Yeah.
Death is still an inevitability.
He has 25% more health, though.
He does.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means, he has it.
And 25% more stamina.
Yeah. And, like, innate armor?
Yeah.
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 He's got some weird stuff going on with him.
Yep. If you like that episode,
just give us a rating, a review, a subscription on Apple Podcasts.
You should.
Whatever your podcatcher of choice is. That's and right. However they do it.
The only way the podcast is going to grow is if that happens. We don't advertise. So it's all by word of mouth and those reviews.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can contact us. We're on Twitter or at Thirst Spacecast,
where you will get notifications usually a day after our episode is up.
Yeah,
yeah. You can contact us individually at I'm at Mighty Thews
and I'm at Strongman K Weir.
And you can send us your suggestions or reactions to the episodes.
Yeah, you can also send us an email. That would be at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
That is correct. You can also visit our website, which is thirdspacepodcast.com.
I would like to take this moment to hype up my own stuff. You should go check out my other podcast. It's Mystery Outsiders and Abs. It's a teen drama fan cast. me and my sister, we were reviewing Riverdale, but it's off now. It'll be back October 11th. That's going to be soon. We're going to be starting up a new, like, we watch every single week.
And right now you're doing the OC. Though,
right now we're doing the OC. The
Orange County.
Orange County. It's we're dissecting it apart into a way that only, you know, people in their 20s and 30s can.
Yeah, I guess that's an accurate statement. You can catch me sometimes on the Guys From podcast, where I co-host with our one-time special guest, Sean Cordingly.
Yep. One time and only time.
Well.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Join us next week on The Third Space, where we spend the entire podcast explaining Middle English.
I don't want to do it, Jeremy.
Come on, Kevin. We spent 6 months learning this.
I don't want to do it. It's just nonsense. No one's going to use it. It's
okay. We just have to explain that spelling is relative and that everyone had different meanings. And punctuation. It's different. Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place. Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by pickling.
It's not just for pickles anymore.
You can pickle some cabbage, get some sauerkraut.
Yeah, you can pickle yourself some corn, because why not?
That's gross.
It's not great, but you can do it.
I guess that's true. You can pickle yourself some beets.
Yeah, some beets. You can pickle yourself...
banana peppers.
Some carrots.
Just carrots.
How about just... No, pickle carrots.
Pickle some...
Only carrots.
Pickle some... sweet carrots.
Just get yourself some sweet baby carrots.
Some sweet baby carrots.
Pickle those sweet baby carrots.
You all know it's Bill Cosby.
Pickling. This episode is brought to you by pickling. What the hell happened? What the hell happened?
I don't know, but it was beautiful.
I think that's good.
I think that's the best commercial we've ever done.
Well, we figured out Bill Cosby halfway through. All right. Oh, okay, recovering.